music mission.
Yeah, we have the technology.
Yeah.
CozoRadio.com. In the Inferno. On demand and live pro in the audio.
Yeah, you know,
hit it with full full flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah,
pro flow for show show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro flow for show show. Pro flow for show show. Pro flow for show show.
Check this out.
Millennium Music Mission.
Hello.
All right, my fault. I didn't mean to hang up on you like that. But anyhow, I'm speaking with Miss Cash, in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm from Harlem.
From Harlem, okay, okay. So my man 11 hooked me up. He told me that this was an interview I had to get. I seen the freestyle on the internet with 11. It looked like it was in the subway area. How long ago did you guys do that?
We actually did that 2 weeks ago.
So freestyling, is that something that you do often?
Well, I came into the game freestyling because I used to do that in the lunchroom at school. So that's how I started out. But I do songs now. I'd rather be more commercial.
I understand. You want to make money off your talent, for sure. Now, how long have you been doing it?
Honestly, I've been since I was, I say, 8. But taking it serious and actually recording and moving my music and doing shows, I say last year, January.
So you are definitely serious and at it right now. Is there a place that our listeners can go on the internet to find you?
If you want to go on YouTube and see, you know, some of my shows, YouTube, 11, E-L-E-V-E-N, E-G-O-C-R-U-S-H-E-R. So it's 11
Eagle Crusher. All right, so tell me a little bit about how you got started making music, actually.
Well, when I was younger, elementary, my mom actually wrote my first song in a talent show.
Really?
Oh man, it was so great, but it was actually scary for me. I wouldn't move. I would just hold the mic and just recite the whole rhyme. It would not move.
Right.
That's like, yeah. So it was cool. And then after that, I just was like, yo, I want to rap. Like, I like the feedback, you know. After that, it was cool, you know.
Definitely. Why did your mother want to get you in a talent show? Was it something that you were, you know, telling her about, or was it just that she thought she had it?
Well, I used to always recite other people's rhymes, like Salt and Pepper, you know, back in the days, Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people in the game back in the days, so I used to always recite it. My mom used to always be like, yo, you got a nice flow, you know? And then my mom was also into music and filmmaking, so she's in the media field. So
okay,
she was like, listen, you won't have to do this. This is what it is.
Definitely, definitely. So have you recorded many songs aside from your mixtape?
Yes, I have this song called He's Not Chill.
Yeah.
And that's basically about a female who has a good dude, and then she leaves him for a guy who's, you know, in a fast lane with the chains and stuff, you know, which normally happens to a lot of people.
Right.
And she realized that he's not the first person, you know, she was with. So with my song, we actually about to start shooting for the video for that. And I'm going to have where, you know, the guy is like, no matter the cars, the money, the clothes, all of that, that's out the window. As long as you got a dude that's there for you, you know, and you really love, that's all that should matter. So that's basically how it's going to go down. Mm-hmm. And then I'm working on a song with Nephew the Don, Queen Pen's son.
Okay.
A remake of Big L. Well, actually, not really a whole... I'm gonna save it for y'all because I'm gonna bring it out. It's gonna be hot. So he's in the middle of mixing it now. Nephew, so that's what we're waiting on now.
Okay, are you signed?
Actually, I'm not signed right now. No.
Are you looking to sign?
If the offer is right, yeah. But honestly, I'm just creating my buzz, and then I could just sell my things, you know, offline or do shows and stuff. I do it for the game. I love music. I love to spit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, get signed. I'm not going to die if I don't get signed, you know?
So, like, if, like, somebody wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
You can hit me on my email.
Okay.
Because it comes straight to my BlackBerry. It's callmisscash@gmail.com. So it's callmiss C-A-S-H prolowfor@gmail.com.
Cool.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
Let me ask you where you got your name from.
Miss Cash. Okay, yeah. My original name is Ashley, so they used to call me Ash Cash.
Okay.
And then, because I've always been, like, flashy and stuff, you know? And then, I just dropped the Ash because there's so many people out here now in Harlem that call themselves Ash Cash. So, and then they used to get me confused with a lot of people, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are these just like people that don't do rap, or just people that are doing rap, or just people in general?
People in general. Like, honestly, they have this girl in South Harlem, Ash Cash. Yeah. She's like the superhero in Harlem. And I'm serious. So I you know, like people in Harlem knew it wasn't me, but when I used to go to the Bronx, they used to be like, "Oh, Ash Cash from downtown." Then they'd be like, "Oh, that's you." And I'd be like, "No."
Right. I'll tell that. So, with, like, considering that is, like, I guess you can consider that an obstacle, like, since you've been doing the music, what's been the most difficult thing that you've overcome so far to get to where you're at?
I've got offered, you know, a lot of great, great opportunities, you know, to work with well-known artists, you know, that sign and things of that nature, but it's, like, sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just having, you know, sex to get in the game. I'm not. So, honestly, like, I probably would have been signed right now if I'd have gave it up. But I'm not going to throw no dirt on nobody. You know what I'm saying? But, well known.
That's my biggest
obstacle. Like, maybe if I had, like, the mean bulldog face and I was just, like, real ugly, it'd have been easy because I would just been fitting. And they'd have been like, all right, throw her on. You know what
Right. Well, they want some of that. Yeah, I can understand that. Now, I'm not condoning that, you know what I'm saying? I try to be cool about that and not manipulate, you know, the position that you have, of course. But it's crazy out here. So, of course, you guys got a lot of people over there, a lot of businesses that are, you know, eating off of this entertainment industry. Do you think that's like a New York thing and people just trying to get over like that? Or do you think that's more like in general?
I think it's in general. Like, I mean, you know, like, a lot of people think, you know, it started, but then, like, once people see, then they do, and then, you know, once they see it works for other people, then they try, then they, you know.
Right.
Spread the word.
I feel you. It's just predators, man. Okay, so what would be your advice to an up-and-coming young lady, bulldog or princess, you know? What would be your advice to them?
Honestly, just be persistent, you know? Like, there's a lot of female artists out here that are, like, learning to rap when you're supposed to already know how to rap and just show your talent. A lot of people are known. I'm not going to say a lot, but a handful of girls out here, out now, are known because they've been persistent and they never gave up. So that's all I can say. Just be persistent and never give up. Because whether you're whack or not, you're going to be heard and they're going to see you.
That's what's up. That's good advice. Now, considering that you are in entertainment, do you have a particular idea of where you might want to be in 10 years? You know, considering that you're, like, if you were still doing the music thing and progressing in the game, where would you want to be in 10 years?
In 10 years, I say I would already have my label.
Yeah.
And within my artists, I would have them do local shows, even if it's free, for the people that can't afford these $80, $150, you know, tickets and stuff, my way of giving back to the community. Okay. And 10 years, I will be owning my hotel.
And,
I want to own a telly that has, like, a great bar where people could come and have social, you know, meetings and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And, like, have a masseuse on a second floor so people could just really relax and enjoy themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it'll be.
Cool. Well, I think I want to be there, so let me know when I get going, because you heard it first right here, of course. So, now,
of course.
I know for most people, like, recording is fun. They love to go to the studio and lay something down and have somebody put it together and then have the fans love it, of course. And then, you know, of course, there's all kinds of different ups and downs with this, but we'll send the best part so far for you. Yeah.
The best thing, honestly, is when I do my shows, because a lot of people see me and they be like, oh, this girl's going to go up there and spit some bubble gum or some, you know, like Barbie or things like that. And when they see me, they're like, whoa, because it's like I don't just spit about one topic. Most of my songs are chapters of my life. So I'm basically just reciting, you know, a chapter of my life. I'm telling you a story and it rhymes and it's entertaining, basically.
Cool.
So, and then like my stage performance, like if I perform in front of you, you're not just going to ignore me. You can't, because I demand attention, like my aggression on the stage, you know? You're not going to be bored, trust me.
Definitely.
For real.
www.maxheat.com ProFlowRadio.com.
Oh, no, I was saying, you know, it's crazy. Like, that's the best part of, you know, rapping to me. But, like, when it's time to record, I always get nervous for some reason.
Recording is, you know, it's kept forever and ever and ever. You're going to hear it over and over. So I understand why you'd be nervous, you know, because I've done some recording in the past and now I have to listen to it. You know, but it's all a learning process. So, you know, don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward. I wanted to ask you about your latest project, your mixtape, at least. Can you tell me who produced it for you?
Oh, his name is 11. He produced.
Of course. Okay. Yeah. 11 Eagle.
Yeah, of course. He produced, I say.
All right. That's what's up. I didn't really know he was into the producing and everything like that, but he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, he's the beats now.
How did you hook up with 11, if you don't mind me asking?
I hooked up with him through my mother. I've known him for years now, but I always used to come up to him like, I can rap, I can spit. And, you know, he always laughed at me like, yeah, right, little girl, get out of here. I'm serious.
Okay. I'm just being nosy. I'm like, so, well, I want to ask you also, do you perform often? Like, is there a way for people to keep up with your performances?
Actually, you could go to my MySpace, and I normally post up my... You know, shows, my upcoming shows and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. You got a Twitter page? You ever do Twitter at all?
Yeah, my Twitter.
Do you keep up with that every all the time?
Yeah, I'm on it all the time in between.
Okay, give me the Twitter then so that everybody can get the Twitter feed. That's a direct feed.
Okay, my Twitter name is Who the Fuck Are You?
And spelled exactly how is it?
No. It's WHODA. F-C-K, the letter R, and the letter U.
All right. So now people can definitely keep up to date on, like, your everyday moves. You know, that's what's up. Do appreciate it. I really don't have many more questions right now. You know, of course, I got a bunch of questions, but I think I got enough for right now. I want to all give you the option of being able to say whatever you want to say to anybody and everybody out there, your fans, no matter what, who it don't matter really. Shout outs as well, if you got any shout outs. So go ahead.
Yeah, I want to shout out 11 Eagle Crusher. I want to shout out Ashley Nick. Oh, that's another producer. She's nasty.
Yeah.
Girl from Queens, yeah. So Ashley Nick, you know. And then my mother, of course, Tina Boy. She does the video and production. So view my mixtape on thatpiff.com/MissCash.
Miss Cash. MissCash.
Yes, once you search it. Or DJ Blazita. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Utmost respect. Please shout out. I want to shout out DJ Blazita and Noble for, you know, hosting my mixtape and helping me do certain shows, too, and getting around. So
that's what's up. So I do appreciate your time.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, check us out, www.maxheat.com. It's Pro Flow Radio.
It's real simple, ProFlowRadio.com. Pro as in professional, flow as in the way you move, radio as in audio entertainment without pictures. ProFlowRadio.com.